The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Listen, you are on the clock with Hoopla Queen Green. See, I promised I wouldn't brag about it, right? But I've been to Easterfest, and first of all, let me say good morning and thank you to the St. James Anglican Church and Adelaide community for a wonderful afternoon of family, fun, and friends. Father Kabiga promised me two bouncing castles, and when I got there, there were two bouncing castles like he promised. It's not his fault that the little children overrun the second bouncing castle for the old people like me. I cannot fault the little children. And because the little children wouldn't let me in the bouncing castle when they was in the bouncing castle, they let me hoopla all day. Listen, those little kids were so cool. I win so much from the little kitty hoopla table. We laugh so much. It was a great time and like an opportunity for intergenerational engagement, right? So once again, I have to say thank you to Father Kabiga, St. James Anglican Church and family, and the Adelaide community for a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We've got guests in studio. It's going to be a great show, but we're going to speed through some housekeeping right now. Please do not forget the Electoral Register will close. The Electoral Register will close at the end of the day on the 8th of April. You guys, we got until April 8th to register if you are not registered. So here's what to do. If you're not sure where you're supposed to go or where you can go, go on Google on your phone right now and search Parliamentary Registration Department, right? A number, you'll get the website and a number of flyers will pop up. And in that information, or you could go directly to the website, I'm sure you will find a list of open registration stations and times that they open and close. Listen, I don't think it's a problem if you have to say to your boss, listen, please give me some time. I have to register to vote. I was unable to get to it. Another note, tomorrow night, April the 8th, we have a conversation taking place, Human Rights and Reparations, the Role of Civil Society in the Bahamas. It's going to be via Zoom. It's organized by the University of the Bahamas. Dr. Chris Curry is the moderator. Ms. Gaynell Curry, Dr. Anthony Hamilton, Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell Dean and Ms. Tazelle Lightborn will be the speakers at this event. You can also search online, search University of the Bahamas and Reparations, and the flyer should pop up with the Zoom link information, with the Zoom link information available to you. I'm going to read it off very quickly. So if you got a pen, grab it now. Good. It is univbah.zoom.us/97926066383. That is the Zoom link for the event. Also taking place, movie premiere, Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026, at Atlantis Theater, Paradise Island, New Providence, Bahamas. Honorable Member is premiering on Saturday, the 11th of April. Okay, one last housekeeping note before we go into the show. There's too many fights over the weekend. I'm sure we didn't get to see all of them, although there are paparazzi everywhere just waiting for an opportunity to show us what's happening in New Providence. There were too many fights over the weekend. We having a problem moderating our alcohol. We having a problem moderating the other intoxicants that we consume. We having a problem moderating ourselves and emotional regulation. And it was horrific violence. This ain't no little punch, punch, tap, tap. In fact, I saw one video at the stadium where people were fighting with cars. We've reached a crisis point. They were fighting with their cars because they perceive a car to be a weapon. And that's how they drive. We got to pay attention to this. We absolutely have to pay attention to this. I hope everyone enjoyed a wonderful Easter holiday. I hope that the Christian community found space to come together and celebrate their faith. I hope a good time was had by all, and I hope that those who didn't have a good time can quickly heal and resolve all conflict. So, we started the show this morning with that song Barracuda by Reuben G. You know why? Because it's Agribusiness Expo time, and this year, I promise y'all, I am going to adopt a lobster. It is my national duty to keep the lobsters safe during the closed season. The season closed on the 31st of March. At this point, until, is it August 1st? You are not allowed to harvest the crawfish, and you can only purchase crawfish from licensed crawfish retailers, right? And wholesalers. And they should have a license that authorizes them to sell lobster in the closed season, but nobody is supposed to be catching lobster in the closed season. That's why I'm excited to have joining me in studio today, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, representatives from the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, tell us about this year's Agribusiness Expo. They don't know I'm excited. I've been peeling tamarind all weekend for this expo. And somebody gone and sell me a magic tamarind. They bag a magic tamarind. And the gentleman in the studio looking at me now, but what type of magic you talking about? Let me tell you what type of magic I talking about. The set where every time you peel the tamarind and you're going to drop it in your pot, It drop in my Anona pot. I don't know how that every tamarind I peel drop in her pot. I want to find that vendor and figure out how you know my auntie, because y'all working together. Good morning. Please introduce yourself and let's get going.
Yes, ma'am. We are so excited to be here. Erin Green, welcome to you for having us. We thank you for having us. And we say thank you to Bahamas for listening to what we have to say this morning. We have great news. We have coming up this weekend. This weekend, April the 10th through the 12th, we have the Agribusiness Expo 2026. Mm-hmm. My name is Jacqueline Fox, and I'm the chairperson, chairing this great event. Last year was such a successful endeavor, so much so that after the event, persons were asking, when is the next Agribusiness Expo? So there you have it. We are back. The Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, under the leadership of Jomo Campbell, we will be there at the Gladstone Road site this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The hours are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'll let my colleague introduce himself.
Okay. Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Jensen Williams, representing the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources. And it's going to be three fun-filled days of informative lectures, hands-on workshops, culinary demonstrations, and entertainment for all ages. We are sure that you will find this year's Agricultural Expo to be a very captivating event, including interests of all members of society.
Oh, yeah. I know it's going to be wonderful. And let me tell you why, right? Because he just listed off some of the things that are happening in the daytime, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you all what's happening in the evening. And I can let them get into it, right? But they're going to have entertainment in the evening. They're going to have all Bahamian artists. And on Sunday night.
Yes.
Oh, Sunday night.
Oh, yes.
They have a... See, the artists they have for the secular cultural music are great, you know. I start the show with one of them. But the gospel night is something out of this world. They're going to have Bishop Lawrence Roll. And I know y'all thought that was the most exciting group that was going to be there. They're going to have Shanette Hepburn and the Shara J Dance Troupe. They're going to have DJ Godson. And now listen, Bishop Lawrence Roll, with all respect, you are a senior man in this town. But the region bells will be joining them on stage. That's what the flyers say.
Yes,
I want
ma'am.
You all to know the region bells are so well, so sought after to perform. A couple Grammys may just snatch them up while they're waiting to go on stage and tell them, you come in by our church tonight
to
perform.
Yes, man. This is going to be an exciting time. You know, this year, I'm excited about the theme. Agriculture, our heritage, our future. Let's get growing.
Mm-hmm.
We mean business this year. You know, and so we mean business so much that we are looking at our future. We're looking at our future. And so this year we'll be focusing a lot on youth empowerment. And my colleague will soon tell you what we have in store for the youth. But in addition to all of that, persons can expect not only food, there will be all types of Bahamian dishes, native dishes. There will be crab soup. There will be shrimp. There will be conch fritters, everything that you conch salad, whatever in the Bahamian dish variety menu, you name it, we will have it there at this year's expo. Yes,
what I like about it, right, is that they allow vendors to bring the traditional, and
yes,
the vendors say, well, I got to show my customers something special, right? They got a farm. They got one called the Andrus Crab Farm,
yes,
the one Tony A.
Yeah.
Smith. This boy been all the way to Bikini Bottom. He bring back a crab patty and a snapper patty, right? We all know about conch patty, but he brought back a crab patty all the way from Bikini Bottom. I tell these people, you could only get to Bikini Bottom through an Andrus Blue Hole. They don't know that.
You better believe it. We have a vendor coming in from the island of Eleuthera,
mm-hmm,
and she's going to be doing all beef dishes. It's somebody from Andrus. We're going to have the taste of the islands. We're going to be represented by islands like Abaco. What the Abaco has to offer, what Eleuthera has to offer,
mm-hmm,
what Exuma has to offer, what Grand Bahama has to offer. And I'm excited about speaking to the farmer on Cat Island. She said, let them know we're going to have flour cake, we're going to have Benny cake, we're going to have everything that we have in Cat Island, whatever you want. You want the corn grits, you want the guinea corn grits, they're going to be bringing it down. Whatever that island has to offer will be there at the expo this year.
Well, listen, after Coconut Festival 360, right? See, before Coconut Festival 360, my small business, Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas, we was making tamarind coconut tart. That's where you don't add sugar to your tamarind sauce.
Nope.
And then you add it to half of your coconut tart mixture. And then you layer your tart,
mm,
or you marble it with the two mixtures, right? And then when we was tired of that, we made coconut tart caramel popcorn.
Wow.
And then when we got tired of that, right, we say, look here, the Rastafarian community has begun setting up their communities on the family islands, and they're a big part of the local produce distribution network now, right?
Absolutely.
And but because of their strength, all the produce that used to come to Nassau doesn't need to come to Nassau anymore, right? So I needed something to charm the Rastas, to say, hey, I need you all to be sending some of this fruit to Nassau. So we took the coconut after you press the oil out. So we add in value a second time. Coconut, right?
Yes.
We make vegan fire engine with dry coconut rush.
Wow.
To try and entice the Rastafarians to send more produce to Nassau, please. You got to work with them. So this year, from you people bringing it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
With the flour cake, I'm going to figure out how I could get my coconut tart tamarind mixture inside the flour cake. Like how I could, so it could be a surprise. I want to surprise the Cat Island people because they stay surprising us with all these good things.
Yes, and that's exactly what the Agri Expo provides, is giving people a platform for innovation. Bring something new to the table. We'll also have workshops, innovative, captivative workshops. We have the Bahamas Development Bank will be providing grant access training for farmers. We all know finance is one of the greatest barriers that we have in agriculture, and that's something that we are going to have out there. People
Friday.
Educating on Friday.
Okay.
Educating farmers on how they can have access to funding. We'll also have backyard farming workshops on boat days. It was so nice. Last year, we had to do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having backyard farming workshops on Saturday. We'll also have one on Sunday. We'll as to piggyback off what my colleague said earlier in regards to the islands versus islands, we'll also have a Battle of the Islands culinary competition where we see which island has the best chefs. And I root for Cat Island.
Yes, and on that note,
I just torn because you know half. You saw my eye split. Half my eye went to Andrus, and the other half went to Auckland's. Let's go, ma'am. Let's go.
We are making an appeal right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was told to make a special appeal. If you believe that you are a number one chef and you can represent your island, we want you to be a part of this culinary competition on Saturday. It's Saturday at 6:30 p.m. We have the ingredients. We have everything. We have the pots and the pans. You just need to be there.
Now, could I bring a secret ingredient from my island? Because the pigeon peas we grow in Cat Island just have a different type of strength. And the pigeon peas, they grow in Andrews.
Don't talk about the cow peas. You know about the cow peas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I don't get to eat it as often as I want, but I know.
Well, everyone will have to have access to those special pigeon peas so we could balance
the thing.
The platter.
Cat Island, bring a whole pallet.
Well, I believe if the chef wants to bring some special ingredient.
I don't think it'll be an issue.
But I don't think people can say, you cheat.
Yeah.
That's for Junkanoo. That ain't for this.
So I don't think they would disqualify you for bringing that. That would make the competition more exciting.
Now, are these adult chefs? Is it open to junior chefs?
No, we have junior culinary
competition
demonstrations going on.
Okay.
Like I said, this is a 3 days event, and all day under the culinary tent, you have chefs, you have young chefs, you have seasoned chefs. Listen, I looked at the items that they had yesterday, and I saw how to make Bahamian coconut tarts. That is going to be done on Sunday. I want to be a part of that demonstration.
Because listen, that could be an all-day demonstration because you could make it like the people in Abaco and the Northwest Territory make it, right? Or you could go down to Andrus and they make it like 3 or 4 different type of way. The empanada style, the open top style, the full crust style, the tartlet style, right? But then you go down to the Mikey and Elutra, and they just be like, we're going to sprinkle a little bit of pineapple in this coconut tart. But when you go south to the Michael area, they do coconut tart entirely different than we do coconut tart in Nassau. They got the allspice and the clove and the nutmeg and the crust. They make, anyway, sorry, my stomach started talking just now.
Well, Chef Williams will be doing that demonstration. I don't know which island she is from, but like you said, there are many varieties that you can make coconut tart. I personally do not know how to make coconut tart. I love to eat coconut tart, so I want to be a part of that demonstration on Sunday. Now, on Saturday, I also want to be a part of the bread making demonstration. Wow, last year that was booked out. Mm-hmm. Man, the bread was so soft, it was so moist, and that same chef is going to be back this year teaching Bahamians how to bake bread.
Yes.
How to bake bread.
You know, the secret is you have to talk to the dough. You want to make it right. You got to give it affirming and positive words.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Chef Newbold is going to do, whether he's going to teach us how to talk to the dough.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also tell you that I was asked to share with the Bahamian people that the entire culinary demonstration will be centered around and turbot.
Yes.
Hold on. See, because I have on my personal list, right, for a new section, right? Like we have a mutton and wild boar section. So from you said there was a beef section, I was like, they are ahead of the game, but there's also a mutton section.
So on Friday, the chefs will teach you how to make jerk mutton kebab.
That's, I need that.
With pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Cassava chips.
And cassava chips.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of that.
Yes.
My goodness. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be teaching you how to make turbot dishes. Now, I personally don't really like turbot, but once you steam it like crawfish, I can tolerate it.
Miss, you know that new phrase, confuse the enemy?
Yes.
That's what turbot is. See, turbot is like you got to believe in me to realize the goodness of turbot, right? You got to know, because once you believe in it, I have to say good morning to a couple people in Andres. Yes. I got to say good morning to Mary. Mary left us to go back to Andres to take care of her mother. We totally understand. She did a thing with turbot. The tourists would, there's some tourists who came back the next day when after they saw Mary serving food out the back of her car, they came back the next day to buy.
Wow.
From the car after they saw that, right? But turbot is a sleeper fish.
Yes.
You don't realize how good it could taste.
I believe you, because I'm looking at the menu on Saturday. The chefs, they're going to teach you how to make turbot fish cakes. By the sound of it, that sounds interesting.
It's and you know, y'all, let's tell the young people something about turbot. I know they don't know, right? Turbot used to be in everybody's house, like how on a Sunday, grouper in everybody's house, because we would take the skin from the turbot. If you ever seen them clean a turbot, right, they're going to put a slit down at the bottom of the tail, and they're going to use their sharp knife to peel and roll. There you go, sir. That turbot skin up, and you want to get one whole piece. That's what they used to use to scrub things with.
What?
Every house had a turbot skin. Because that was a scrubbing and a cleaning tool, right? So we add value, use the whole animal.
Excellent. Yeah. Whole fish.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a dish called turbot chowder. Now you know that's exciting.
And here's why. Because turbot has a lovely, dense meat. If it's cooked properly, it'll be flaky, you know.
Yeah,
but it still has a dense texture to it. Yes. Perfect for chowder.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then on Sunday, we're going to have turbot savory bites. Chef Farrington will teach you how to make turbot savory bite. So it's going to be exciting. The mutton dinners, the mutton menus, the mutton dishes, the turbot dishes, pepper sauce manufacturing, how to make yogurt, how to make toffee hard candy, bottling tomatoes and sauces, again, adding value to our products, pepper sauce manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you name it, you just name it, we're going to have it at the expo.
I have a text here that says, what are the times for the demonstrations? Or can we go online and find out when demonstrations and exhibitions and talks will be given?
Yes.
Well, basically, you could come, once you come to the event, we will have an information board and a secretariat will guide you, let you know exactly when the times were, where they will be, who they are being done by, and how you can have access to it. So we'll have all that information provided at the site.
And they typically take place earlier in the day, the talks?
Throughout the day.
Throughout the entire day. Good stuff.
And also on our Facebook, the ministry's website, you can tune in and keep abreast of all the activities.
Yes.
Tune into our ministry's webpage. How many followers we have in our webpage?
Listen, don't count the goose, you know. They follow anybody.
We have like 50,000 plus, I think, and growing. Yes.
And growing.
Awesome.
So follow our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
We also have scheduled a lot of youth initiative empowerment programs.
All right.
tailored directly for our youth, because we have the stimulus of agriculture being a hard, laborious job. When agriculture is 100% science, it includes a lot of the modern, up-to-date technology in order for us to keep what we need growing.
Absolutely. I don't want to diminish scientists, right? But so for those young people out there who say, oh, but science is too much for me. No. First of all, science is observation.
Most definitely.
You observe what your plants do when you feed it something and you say, hey, maybe I gave it too much. Maybe I didn't give it enough. And you keep testing and observing. Right, so that science is very accessible.
Yes,
it is. It starts at the root. It's simple observation.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And we also have the reintroduction of BAMSI. BAMSI's initiative. So we're showing exactly what how to get into BAMSI,
yes,
what is necessary, and through our youth, newly formed youth agriculture and marine cadet program, we have a lot of stuff planned for the youth.
All right. So in the cadet program, there will be opportunities to intersect with BAMSI,
yes,
and Ministry of Agriculture programming and educational opportunities.
Yes,
this is awesome. And there'll be a booth at the event for young people who are interested in what BAMSI is doing. Is there a space for them at BAMSI and what they need to prepare themselves to enter BAMSI?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just young people. What about old people like me?
Well, before we end on the young people, because it's all about our future.
Yeah,
it's all about our future. We are expecting 200 plus high school students, and these students have interest in agriculture in their schools. Mm-hmm. So we'll be having a youth forum symposium, and as Mr. Jensen had mentioned, we would have BAMSI there. We would have our cadet program coordinator, Mr. Josie, who will be telling them about the cadet program in agriculture, because we realize that our future is necessary. Preserving and empowering our future is necessary to sustain our agriculture heritage that we once thrive upon.
And people may think, but you're just talking farming. Listen, food security.
Yes.
Food sovereignty. And then I want to talk about food security, right? In all security in all caps. We have not necessarily experienced it here in the Bahamas, right? But there are countries, territories, and jurisdictions that literally have to guard their crops.
Yes.
Right? They have to guard them when they're in the field. They have to guard them when they have been harvested and they're being transported to storage places. Like I say, we don't necessarily see it. Where we experience it is in the water with poaching. But there's a real national security in all caps element. And that may be, I don't want to say an incentive, right? But that may be the element of this sector that draws some young people in, right? Like, I want to join the Defense Force, but my mommy don't want me to be a Marine. But I can also perform and provide that type of service in the agricultural sector.
Yes.
Yeah, man, there's so many
careers. There's so many careers to agriculture. Agriculture is a science. You have agronomists, you have the botanists, you have persons who specialize in the soil.
You have Chikchanis.
Yes.
I heard Chikchanis and raccoons. I'm telling you, it's a lot of training for
you. There's so much you can do, but the Bahamas government, their main thrust in the agricultural sector is food security, promoting food security. FAO, IECA, and all the CADI, all of these international agencies, we are gearing towards food security, impending threats to our nation, because it will be a critical, it will be an unfortunate event to find out one day that your food security is threatened and you cannot have access. You cannot have access to not only food, but nutritious food. Food that is free from chemicals, food that is free from dangerous pesticides and herbicides, and food that is adequate enough to sustain a population, whether there be a major destructive hurricane, whether it be because of the after effects of a major global war.
Mm-hmm. So, next year, I am petitioning for a booth. So, if we have time, maybe we could get into sort of the nuances of organizing all of these elements in agriculture for an agribusiness expo, right?
That's
right. But inspired by two things, what you said just now, and the last time I was at Agribusiness Expo, one of the student booths, one of the school booths, was focused on non-edible agricultural products. And they were making beauty and health and skin care products, right? So I'm thinking next year, if the students or another farmer don't thief the idea from me, because that's the type of food you could thief, right? We need a famine fusion where local botanists, farmers, and herbalists can identify food that we can eat in a famine. For instance, pineapple is a bromeliad, but pineapple isn't the only bromeliad that is edible or produces a fruit, right? And so there are 1,000+, there's a wide variety of different types of bromeliads.
Yeah.
A large number of them are edible, right? Passion fruit leaf, you can saute that and eat that. Mulberry leaf, you could eat that. I got tree spinach leaf, you could eat that, right? And so next year, I come in out with a booth for famine food. What do we eat in a pinch, right? Of course, I hope that one of the schools take that idea from me right now.
That is awesome.
And run with it, right? Especially because you could combine it with the science class. So how to identify what is good to eat and what is not good to eat. And then taking it to the next step, right? Like, so, yeah just because your Grammy say you could eat it doesn't necessarily mean you could eat it, because it may not be the same plant. Grammy may not be remembering the same thing.
We actually have a workshop designed for some of that stuff, you know, in regards to the native plants that we don't identify with.
Mm-hmm.
We have Miss Claire. She'll be doing the backyard farming demonstration. She is the individual who could look at that plant and say, this plant is good for headache.
Absolutely.
It's good for stomachache. That's the heritage part of the slogan that we're talking about right there, where
there
we could identify plants and see the health and the nutritious factors that they provide moving forward, especially like what you say in a pinch, because you can need those things. We may not always have access to the Tylenol and the Advil, but we all know about the breadfruit, all these different type of things that we use to deal with, like, you know, local health remedies.
Like the number one, cooking time.
Oh, yeah.
Thyme officinalis, right? Thyme is also an upper respiratory conditioner. Why? Because it dilates blood vessels, right? It's also been used as a treatment for hypertension, for overheating, for gout, for high blood pressure. It has also been used traditionally, right? Because it dilates, traditionally we would have used it either to abort an early term fetus or to induce labor at the end stage of pregnancy.
Awesome.
I mean, it is just a superfood. And so there are a number of people who are like, I don't like thyme, I need thyme. It's not the taste that causes us to retain it. It is what it does for our body. That's why we have retained it. But I think it's so important, especially for young people, to recognize that as a traditional culinary element. You don't need to have it in, but if somebody asks if you have it in, don't throw up your face. Understand that it's expected if you're calling your food traditional Bahamian food.
And it's a part, it's one of the foundations of our diet.
Yeah.
You need that.
Absolutely.
You need your thyme, you need onions.
Yeah, and we brought tomato with us.
It needs your tomato.
Tomato is heavy in West African culinary experiences.
Yes.
And so, like, these are some of the things that our chefs are also going to be bringing to the demonstrations and the
demonstrations,
exhibitions.
Yes.
Science and lived experience.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
And piggybacking from what Mr. Jensen would have mentioned about our heritage, looking at nutritious food, but going back to nutritious food, one have to understand what the soil that we are, what we eat, that's one. And we are what comes out of that soil, right? So looking at the soil, if you don't have good soil, which is a part of good agricultural practices, if you grow plants in bad soil or soil that is deficient, then you would have poor quality crops. And so addressing that will be a specialist who's coming today, all the way from Canada. Her name is Dr. I tell you, it's just so much stuff that is happening that we cannot capture it all in 1 hour, right?
Yeah.
But she'll be coming, she's flying over today from Canada, and she's excited, very much so. And she will be dealing with soil building. How do we build our soil? How do we build healthy soils for generations to come? We're talking about our heritage and our future.
But hold on. But we're also talking about the very present, right? I'm so excited that the ministry that we often say is like this most behind.
Who is that?
They don't know.
Oh,
we know who it ain't, right? Is right on top of global issues.
Yes, ma'am.
This conflict in Iran right now, as it impacts fuel, right? We are learning that fertilizer is intrinsically tied to the fuel market.
Yes.
And pundits are projecting significant rises in the cost of
fertilizer
or significant reduction in access
to fertilizer. Yes, ma'am.
And so this workshop on how to build soil is the most important conversation
not
to have right now.
Not only that, we are so futuristic. Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, we're right on the ball. Let me tell you something. We will be teaching the farmer how to make natural fertilizers. And Mr. Nicholas Fox will be telling farmers, showing them how to make natural fertilizers, as well as Dr. Solomon from Canada.
I won't give you all my grant application right now. If I tell you all the grant I'm working on right now, the only problem I have is y'all don't recognize Chicchanis as legitimate labor. Yeah. That's the only problem I have.
But we will, like I said before, we will also have the Bahamas Development Bank on Friday providing grant access training.
All right.
For the farmers.
Okay. You hear the music? We got to take a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to continue identifying the strategic partners, other partners and sponsors that are going to be participating in the event. Producer, when we come back from the break, play the other song that I sent you, because this is a family affair, family of islands, a family of ideas. You got to be there. Stay tuned. You're on the clock. We're not done yet. We're just going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
No, babe, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
At Master Technicians, we have what your family traditions need, starting with industry-best refrigerators, ranges, and ovens. We also carry Whirlpool washer and dryers, dishwashers and freezers, leading KitchenAid countertop appliances, blenders, microwaves, juicers, kettles, and KitchenAid stand mixers. We even do free delivery in New Providence or to the boat of your choice. Whether you're doing the laundry, creating new memories in the kitchen, or spending family time in front of the television, Master Technicians Limited, keeping family traditions alive for more than 50 years.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLD.
It's back. Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Quarter, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Living in Grantstown, rich was and far from town. Right there on Hospital Lane, we never felt no pain. Camping under grimy roof, I tell you boy, that's the truth. But you see, we got along, although we were eight strong. Grammy was a BLP, mommy was a BLP, daddy was an FNF, so you know what that meant. But you see, we got along, no matter how great the storm, no matter how great the storm.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, I wanted to open this last segment with that song, We Got Along by Ethan Newbold. He said, we were eight, but we got along. You know why? Because they could, I mean, when you got eight children, the real issue is how you can take care of them and how you can feed them. I don't know if you all remember when Rodney Manka say his mommy look at him when he say he wanted to have 20, 30 children. She take him out to the biggest field she could find. She say, boy, that's what you want. You better start farming now. Right? But that was a time when people knew how they could feed their kids, and that's why they were confident having many kids, right? I think maybe that's a bit of nostalgia, Erin. But the point is, we were eight and we got along. Now, on another note, this weekend, April 10th through 12th, could be busy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But Ministry of Agriculture got the things to keep you at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center.
On lock.
Set up your tent. You'll be there.
That, don't tell me that I have a tent in my car. Now I will set up my tent. I set up my tent and spend the night. Okay, see, because first of all, you all going to have mutton there, right? Or no, you all cooking the mutton, or you all going to have mutton in the petting zoo?
We have mutton there as well. Mutton going to be in the plate and mutton going to be in the pan.
All right.
Kitty's Corner. Oh, the Kitty's Corner. That's going to be dynamic. We have everything for the kitties, right down to the kitties' food, whatever kitties love to eat. We have the petting zoo. We have the bouncing castle, the face painting, everything. We have the touch tank. Atlantis will be bringing a touch tank for the kiddies so that they can see and appreciate. We have site tours for the kids this year. We have the kitty planting corner where they would learn how to plant a seed.
I can teach them how to plant magic tamarind. Okay, good.
Yes, so it's just so much happening that we can't, like I said, we cannot even express it in 1 hour. It probably has to take us about 5 hours to share with the Bahamian public. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned our strategic partners. Our strategic partners. So I just want to give Cardi is working, has been working along with us.
And that's the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute?
Yes, mm-hmm. Cardi, and headed by our representative, Ms. Dr. Shelley Bridgewater.
Okay.
And she will be doing a demonstration at the expo site on Saturday. And she will be teaching farmers how to produce hydroponic fodder systems for their livestock. What is a hydroponic fodder? How to prepare materials for making, how to harvest and feeding livestock.
Right, so water to hydrate them and nutrients in the water to sustain them. All right, good stuff.
Very interesting,
You have a bouncing castle in the kitty corner?
Yes, but we don't have any for adults. You were mentioning that earlier. We will not allow the adults to be bouncing in the kitty corner or riding the pony.
Man, Erka say I can't suck my teeth on the radio no more. Oh my goodness. That's okay. Father Kabiga had me sorted out at Easter Fest.
But you could join in with the workshops. You could join in with the lecture series.
Watermelon eating competition.
Oh, yes. We're going to have pineapples. We're going to have watermelons and the goat pepper.
Okay,
if you feel
mind.
As though, and we have some exciting prizes lined up for the first and second winners this year.
They're parents of young people, particularly young men. If your young men's in your family are challenging you, and you bring in 6 bags of grocery, they bring in 10 bags of grocery, and they're trying to show you they is man, because that's what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
You're the father. They're supposed to show you they are trying to become like you. Bring them to the goat pepper eating competition.
Yes, and so Cardi also is going to have a site demo, production site, agriculture site, where we will be showing the young persons as well as our older folks various varieties of sweet potato. We have about 5 or 6 varieties in the field right now and a number of crops that we're going to have on display, and she'll be explaining to the farmers and those who are interested in that arena.
I'm glad she's here because I only big up white sweet potato. I don't care about the rest of the sweet potato. I love up a white sweet potato. So I'm glad she could be there to try sell me on the other sweet potato.
100 plus exciting vendors. You need to come on down this Friday.
And our favorite regular farmers market vendors can be there as well?
They got first choice. So they would all be there.
So Brenda
yes.
with the cakes and Sarah with the pepper
yes.
jellies and Doolittle Farms and SG Ranch with everything Bahamian sauce, jam. They even have Bahamian flavored lotion. I joke. But they have oil, Bahamian flavored oil.
We're going to have a lot of new exciting vendors. I want you to come so you'll be surprised. A lot of artisans, a lot of handicraft persons. Listen, we have people from all over the islands coming down to share with the Bahamian public what it is about our heritage and our young people. We're going to empowering them on our future. Go ahead, Jensen, okay. with our strategic partners.
Mm-hmm. Also, we will be having we'll have a lot of entertainment. Entertainment has been scheduled for each day. And on Friday, we will have Bahamian DJs, of course. We'll have the Jam Band. We'll have Ruben G.
Barracuda. It'll do it to ya.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Don't forget the turbot now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also have Fan Sean on Friday. On Saturday, we also have another entertainment park day. Will be the Urban Renewal Band, the Shadow Band, Bloody.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta have a junk
hold on. You mean Bloody KB Best say I's a boat man.
Yeah, man.
At the Bahama. Y'all we ain't gonna never forget the 2023 Bahama Rock Concert. Yeah?
Bloody.
Never.
It's so hard to stay hard.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll also have a
yes,
we'll also have a Junkanoo Rush out on Saturday. We'll close it on a Junkanoo Rush out on Saturday.
Tell them who the Junkanoo
is. It's a secret.
Y'all going to have the young man y'all had there in 2025. I think it's 2024. This young man, he wait for the concert. Listen, he was dancing with all the older women.
Yeah, I remember.
My boy, you better be there.
Wherever he is.
I grease up my knees.
Yes. And then on Sunday,
yeah.
You know, we have made the expo open to all Bahamians.
Right.
So if you cannot make it on Friday night, if you cannot make it on Saturday night, I assure you, after church, come on down. Bring your bikes because there's going to be so much produce. There's going to be mm-hmm. so much food. Bring your shopping bags. Bring your grocery bags. And we're going to have entertainment from DJ Godson, Bishop Lawrence Roll, my good cousin from Kent Island, the Region Belts from Kent Island, mm-hmm. my good family members, Shanette Hepburn, Shara J, and the famous dance troupe from Ladder Glory. My goodness, you ought to be there. You ought to be there this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come on down, Gladstone Road.
Absolutely.
Yes, be there. If you miss it, you diss it.
Okay. The time for the session with the Bahamas Development Bank for people interested in financing. I think you said Friday at 1:30
p.m.? Yes, Friday at 1:30 we will have the Bahamas Development Bank providing grant access training. We always hear that there's no money.
Mm-hmm.
These trained individuals are going to be there to give you complete detailed instruction and how you get access to this funding.
Absolutely. So I got a text ahead that is asked, what time is the turbot lesson? They say, I need...
Oh, they love the turbot.
And it hit me. It hit me just now. I realize why the rest of my audience, y'all realize why turbot is being featured. Because like Ms. Fox said, the only thing she knows about turbot is when you steam it down like crawfish, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly why they feature in turbot, because the lobster season is closed and the innovative culinary masterminds are going to show us how we could treat turbot like lobster to recreate that taste. See, we do the same thing with lionfish when the grouper season
is
closed.
We will also be having lionfish on site as well. Lionfish tasting, okay?
Also.
Yes, under the Department of Marine Resources tent. So you can, if you like to want to taste lionfish, this
right.
invasive species, come and eat up the lionfish.
Yeah, I can bring my own lionfish for them to
We will have.
I tell KFC, if y'all run out of wings one more time, I bring in the seagulls.
We'll have the turbot fish cake and turbot chowder on at 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. underneath the culinary tent on Saturday by Chef Mizek, and we'll also have turbot savory bites on Sunday
mm-hmm.
from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. by Chef Farrington.
All right. Chef Mizek, I need you to come to the studio on Thursday. I need to ask you something about my belly. Oh, you're going to be fantastic.
Yes, it's going to be.
I'm excited, man.
Scheduled a plethora of farm-to-table experiences
mm-hmm.
and demos tailored to our diets, nutritious
Absolutely.
Nutritious.
Absolutely.
Not to mention, everybody loves to eat chicken.
Yes.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. We have a poultry specialist who will be giving poultry production 101.
Yes.
Okay.
All the questions you can ask, everything about raising chickens from start to finish.
And listen, this is a great opportunity,
yes,
with the rollout of the Golden Yolk program. If you're interested in becoming a part of that or just working alongside with them,
come and
check this out. Okay, that's the music telling us we are all out of time. Give people your social media contacts, Facebook, how they find you, and how do they get in contact with you if they need more information.
Of course, you could always reach us at the ministry at 397-7400. And you could find us on Facebook at the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources website.
Absolutely. Producer, can you play that song by We Got Along? I love that. That's my cousin.
Yeah.
He didn't know we was cousins. I made us honorary cousins. Ethan, we got along, because that's what the family part of this event is, right?
Yes.
We gonna get along. The different farmers gonna get along. We gonna share ideas. The different islands gonna get along. The different schools gonna get along, because we all promote agriculture, sustainability.
Yes.
And the theme for this year's event?
Our heritage.
Agriculture. Our heritage. Our future. Let's get growing.
Absolutely. Hands-on backyard farming experiences, hydroponics, poultry and livestock feed masterclasses, marine resource discovery exhibits, inspiring agricultural talks and demonstrations, chef showdowns and live culinary demonstrations, 100+ Bahamian artisan marketplace.
Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.